All right, well, welcome here on the bus as the Hounds get set to take on the Balfours North Stars and the Kindersley Clippers on a northeast swing, and I'm joined by the head coach and GM of the Hounds, Brett Pilkington. Thanks for doing this, Brett.
Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it. We'll get to the Hounds in a second, but first of all, I want to congratulate you on being named to Team Saskatchewan U16s. I know you have been part of that set up for a couple of years now and been part of that, but you know, you're going to be on the bench for the Canada Winter Games team. I guess what went into your decision-making to be part of that that opportunity?
Well, anytime you see an opportunity to work with some of the elite players within your province that you live in, you got to step up and see the and look the opportunity in the eye and potentially hope that you get the job. And then when you get into the seat, you just hope you can help the team get chemistry as quick as possible, because it's a short-term competition. And some of the things you say or do, you hope stick for a lifetime.
Yeah, for sure. For those that don't know, it's I think it's the top 2007 birth years across Canada are going to be facing off, and that includes, you know, all sorts of high Western Hockey League picks, of course SJHL picks, and a couple of your own draft picks that you get to spend some, one listed guy and one draft pick that you get to spend some really good time with there on that trip, in Dace Durkach, who's a draft pick, and Joby Baumuller, who's obviously an auto-protect Notre Dame kid. Just talk maybe about those two kids and what kind of players they are and what type of people they are.
Yeah, well, again, we'll start with Dace there. When we had the opportunity to draft in 07, and his connection over the years to Notre Dame, and just watching the way he plays, his hockey IQ, his speed, and just his love for the game, is it separates him from the rest of the pack. So getting the opportunity to work with him over the next 2 or 3 months closely, you know, is very exciting for me. And then we'll see where the future goes, but I believe he will be in the Western League sooner than later.
For sure. And obviously Joby, again, somebody that's so familiar, son of a teacher at Notre Dame and a coach, to spend that close time as well with him, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome to see, you know, Joby flourishing in his opportunities he's getting right now. And, you know, since I moved here 4 years ago, I've spent a lot of time with Joby and his family. And, when you want to separate kids apart, the number one thing that comes up is his commitment to the game and his work ethic, and what he's doing when no one's watching is unbelievable. And there's a reason he's got 18 goals in 18 games, because he's got one of the best shots you'll ever see.
Sure. So yeah. So Dace Durkach, also a Prince Albert Raiders prospect in the Western League. Joby Baumuller's already played for his Brandon Wheat Kings team as well in the Western Hockey League. But you know, obviously, Team Saskatchewan seems like it's going to have a lot of players. And obviously, you know, to the present in the Hounds Junior A, with quite a journey, as you guys will take on the number one team in Canada, the only undefeated team in regulation, I believe, team in Canada. Too, you know, what's the message in terms of you know, getting the guys to see this as an opportunity as opposed to, you know, an overwhelming challenge?
Yeah, when you look at the battle for North Stars, I mean, it starts with their coaching staff there with Braden and Chili, and you know, the job they put in each day to develop a team like that. And you know, us going up there tonight, our goal is you know, to match them with competitive edge and speed, and let the chips fall where they do. And you know, and anytime you got an opportunity to give a team their first loss, it's got to excite you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the roster cut down date, I guess, was a busy one for everybody. Obviously, you know, I want to start with a guy that you know, kind of had to say goodbye to, and it's never easy, of course. But Matthew Fair was a great young man, and I guess definitely deserves a few words. Just talk about you know, what he meant to the club before he was traded to CP there.
Yeah, it's, you know, Matthew Fair, unbelievable kid, unbelievable family, you know, came here, recruited him hard, you know, out of prep school there, and, you know his advisor pretty well, and he helped me out a lot. And, again, we saw a player that we liked, and he turned into that player we liked. The reason for the move, he was going to get opportunity faster where he went, so... again, and you know, here at Notre Dame, you know, you being at tier 2 level, you don't want to hold kids back. And, you know, when you see the opportunity for a kid to get a little bit more opportunity closer to home, why not give them that opportunity?
Yeah, for sure. For those that don't know, Carleton plays in the Ottawa area region Junior A League, and Matthew kind of from that area, Rockland, not too far from Ottawa, so, you know, get to watch him a lot too. I'm sure he's happy about that. You know, obviously part of that too is you add a couple pieces, one up front, one on the blue line. You know, first of all, one guy that's maybe a bit more familiar to SJHL fans, Mateo Speranza from the Weyburn Red Wings. What are you kind of expecting from him?
Yeah, I've watched Fraser Valley over the last couple of years at the U18 level, and you know, they'll know their coach a little bit there, and love the program, love what he's doing there, and you know, any chance you get to add a few of them, you got to jump up and get them. And you know, with Mateo here, it's he's a player that's going to play fast and be hungry on pucks, and you know, pop a few goals when the opportunities arise. And you know, when you look at Isaiah on the back end there, you know, he's a fast skater, puck moving, you know, defend the right way kind of player. So anytime you can add a young guy like that and you know, help him in the development model, you got to take those opportunities.
Yeah, for sure. Again, Isaiah Peters from Drumheller and the AJ, but was the captain of the Fraser Valley AAAs and played with Mateo and kind of knows, I think Mateo kind of knows Kyle Calamaris too on the Hounds. So there's that that connection. You know, just a couple more questions, you know, here, Brett, as the team heads, you know, to the Christmas break, you know, where do you feel like the team is in that progression? You always talk about day by day and the process, but if you were to take a little step back and look at the big picture, you know, of this team, how do you feel like the progression is going?
Well, I think we're doing exactly what we thought we'd do coming into this year. Again, being a younger team and having true tier two players that, you know, want to develop and open up some doors at the next levels, I think we're following that map for sure. And, you know, when you only have two 20-year-olds and, you know, the league promotes that they want to be younger and, you know, we're the only team with that few, I think we're playing by the rules.
For sure. You know, and then just, you know, a last question. I wanted to, again, like, sort of go away from the current team for a second and talk about the Mandy Schwartz, you know, tournament coming up. Obviously, the Schwartz family and the memory of Mandy always means so much to everybody around Notre Dame. You know, her legacy lives on forever, for sure. But it's always such a cool tournament, too, with you know, great women's hockey players, D1 commits, U Sports coaches everywhere, and just a ton of fun. Now, you know, how excited are you? I know it's sort of not for your personal you know, scouting or anything like that, but you know, how much do you look forward to that tournament every year?
Well, it's like you said, it's to honor the late Mandy Schwartz there, and you know, anytime you get the opportunity to host a tournament in someone's honor, it is very exciting. And you know, for another year we'll have some of the best teams in female hockey out for it. And you know, it's like you said, it doesn't affect me directly, but I do work with our females team on the skills side, and you know, anytime you get to watch players, female, male, develop and push to the next levels, it's pretty exciting. And you know that's what coaching's all about. So it'll be exciting. It'll be a great experience for our junior players, as they will be working the time clocks and different things just to help out. And again, it's 4 days of a lot of female hockey and some of the best you'll see around. So there's a lot of hard work being done behind the scenes from Notre Dame, Athol Murray College's staff to get this off the ground again, and it's pretty neat to see the community come together.
For sure. I said that was the last question. This is the true last question. It's got a follow-up on that Mandy Schwartz tournament, December 8th to 11th in Wilcoxon and Milestone. Find it on Google. You can find it pretty easily, the schedule. You know, one of the players that you and I expect to be in that tournament for the Notre Dame Hounds is Kyra Anderson, who's also made Team Saskatchewan at the under 18 levels, committed to Division I NCAA St. Anselm. Obviously, of course, the brother, or the sister rather, of Kevin Anderson, who was the Hounds Junior A's captain last year out in Princeton. But, you know, for Kyra, you know, it's great to see her a talent get noticed.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool thing for her. I mean, she comes to work each and every day, whether it's in school or on the ice, and always willing to learn. And, you know, sometimes when we're doing skills with her team, she looks at us like we're crazy, but she's always willing to give it a try and get the most out of it. And that's just, you know, how she was raised. You saw it with Kevin, you know, great family. And again, it'll be sad to see her leave Notre Dame at the end of the year here, but we'll wish her all the best, just like we did with Kevin going on to the next level. And we'll be watching close in the Canada games to when she's helping Saskatchewan.
Very cool. Well, Brett, thank you so much for your time, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks.